Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another. Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. This week, we are having a beautiful conversation over seeking wisdom. Our heartbeat for this new series is to seek the prayer and counsel of the Lord. Our key verse for this series that we are challenging you to memorize with us is found in James 4:15. If the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. This book is located in the New Testament after Hebrews and before 1 Peter. As we sat down this week to discuss our redefined priorities for the fall, we wanted to ensure God was the one leading and guiding our organization. To know and follow His direction, there should be intentional space in our daily rhythms and yours for prayer and time in the Word. So to begin, we have a fun question as always, but we're going to keep it easy this time. Let's just share our exciting weekend plans. So what about you, Emily?
That's a great question. So I'm actually coming to see you. So that'll be a fun summer treat to see each other in person. We also have a photo shoot and dinner. So that's just going to be a really great time.
Yes, I am so excited to have you up here in Northwest Indiana for the weekend. I feel like after a few years of being within this ministry together, it is absolutely needed.
Yes, I agree.
So pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us for a special conversation. This will be perfect for any woman, so listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Jordan, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Emily.
Hi, ladies. Welcome.
She is the founder of Redefined Sisters. We are thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. Thank you for tuning in, ladies. We would also love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we can reach more women with the hope of the gospel. And also, in today's episode, we are reading from the CSB and the NASB translations of the Bible. How can we continue to find rest this summer? By spending time in the presence of God. We live in a noisy and chaotic world. The one constant and greatest source of hope we have is cultivating time with Jesus, and that will always bring true rest and fulfillment. Emily, would you do the honors of reading a section of the book of James for us?
Yes, absolutely. And just a little note, ladies, if you hear some background noise, I am staying with my in-laws, so just keep listening, and I hope you'll enjoy the rest of the conversation. So a big part of where Jordan and I were this week as we were planning for the fall was in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. So I'm going to read that after I kind of go through some of the context of James and just a little bit about the book of James so we have a good understanding. So this is the half-brother of Jesus. So it's written by James, and we get this in verse 1. So he's a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes who are dispersed. His name in Greek is Jacobus, and Hebrew Yaakov. So in English, his name is James, but most translations render his name as Jacob, which I found very interesting. You can read about him in Acts chapter 12 and chapter 15, as well as Galatians 1 through 2. So he was a leader in the church in Jerusalem, comprised of Messianic and Christian Jews. This book contains Jacob's wisdom for all of Jesus' followers. He wants to challenge your theological stance and exhort you to better love God and your neighbor. Let's briefly chat about the tongue, as James really focuses on this in the preceding verses. The tongue can be a stumbling block and boasts of great things. It's a fire, and with it we bless and curse those we deeply love. So I'm going to read a few verses, but first I'll go back to James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds and the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. Verse 16, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So I'll jump back a little bit in chapter 3 and talk about verses 5 to start with, verses 9 through 11 and 11 through 12. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. Verses 9 and 10. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh. So to be wise and understanding is to seek the wisdom from above that is pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness. And that's in James 3, verses 17 through 18. James 4 talks about the source of our conflicts in the following verses, namely when we judge others in the danger of our wealth. Let's read a few verses together. I'm going to start in James chapter 4, verse 2. You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. Verse 10, humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. We're going to skip down to verses 13 through 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live, and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. So most importantly, what I've come to see in this season of my life is that there is wisdom in making plans, but there is also some danger with making plans without seeking the wisdom and counsel of God. Verse 17 says, therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. So ladies, if God wakes us up in the morning, he will be faithful to fulfill his plans and purposes in our lives. Jesus teaches us not to worry. So I'm going to read a little bit in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Verse 31, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things will be added to you. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So Jesus calls us to simply come and lay our burdens at his feet. When we are feeling anxious, when we are worried about what tomorrow holds. So let's read in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Our Lord is faithful to give us what we need, and what he doesn't give is his best for our lives. God has personally taught me so much in this season. It's been hard. Just being displaced from my home. And while it wasn't part of my summer plans, he has been incredibly faithful to give me exactly what I need and abundantly more. True wisdom trusts God and exhibits faith in all circumstances. We will have trials and suffering, but with grace, and as long as we live in obedience to God's word, he will faithfully sustain us and give us what we need. So you can check out this resource over the book of James that we will link in our show notes. And I hope you're just able to go deeper and see the incredible wisdom that James provides for us in this book. It's very closely linked to the book of Proverbs and the Sermon on the Mount. So when we talk about the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5 through 7, you're going to see the discourse of that. But a lot of scholars include this discourse to chapter 9. And so when we're talking about the book of James, and when I looked at the commentary over it, it was most likely linked to the book of James in chapters 7 through 9. So just wanted to add that clarification for you as you go back and do deeper study within the book of James. And Jordan has some key verses for us, so I'm going to turn it over to her.
So ladies, I have a couple different verses from the book of Matthew and a couple from Proverbs as well. So I want us to turn to Matthew chapter 7, and we are going to begin in verses 1 through 3. Do not judge so that you won't be judged, for you will be judged by the same standard in which you judge others, and you will be measured by the same measure you use. Why do you look at the splinter in your brother's eye, but don't notice the beam of wood in your own eye? We are going to go down to verse 8. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And we are going to go down to verse 13 and continue to verse 23. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who will go through it. How narrow is the gate and difficult the road that leads to life, and few find it. Be on your guard against false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire, so you'll recognize them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the ones who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy your name and drive out demons in your name and do miracles in your name? Then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. And next, we are going to turn to Matthew chapter 9 and read verses 15 through 17. Jesus said to them, can the wedding guests be said while the groom is with them? The time will come when the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old garment with unshrunk cloth, because the patch pulls away from the garment and makes the tear worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. No, they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved. Next, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 1, and we are going to read verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. And next, we're going to stay in chapter 1, but go down to verses 20 and read through verse 23. Wisdom calls out in the street. She makes her voice heard in the public squares. She cries above the commotion. She speaks at the entrance of the city gates. How long, inexperienced ones, will you love ignorance? How long will you mockers enjoy mocking and you fools hate knowledge? If you respond to my warning, then I will pour out my spirit on you and teach you my words. And we do have some additional verses. They will be in the description of this video, and we will also add it to our YouTube channel and our free Facebook discipleship community. So please click our link tree and you'll be able to access all of that. So we have a couple practical tips that we have learned along the way. So number one, pray and reevaluate your goals in every season, which could mean quarterly for some of you. I know that works best for us as a women's ministry. Number two, begin in prayer and seek God's wisdom. Ask him to reveal any hidden motives. Number three, filter your priorities. Love God and love others. Number four, work ahead to create space for interruptions and unforeseen circumstances. But here is something kind of fun that you can do. Invite a friend to coffee and share these verses and tips to encourage other women in your life to seek the greatest source of wisdom from above. So now we are going to bow our head in prayer. We love prayer in this community, and we believe it is super important. So Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for these women listening to this podcast. We pray over them for strength and wisdom and love to just come over them, Father. I pray that each one of them can take something from this episode or previous episodes and incorporate it in their own life. We pray that they are keeping up with their Bible reading, that they are finding new ways to study the Bible that is working for them. We pray that you have your hand over their life and that they are able to be a light for you, shining towards others. We thank you that we are able to have this ministry and this podcast, that we are able to reach women with the hope of the gospel. Amen. So be sure to head to our Instagram and comment on our two-week calendar that we released for a chance to be entered into a giveaway, which will be in our community announcements soon. But thank you for joining us. We hope to see you in our Redefined Sisters community this summer. Join us live every Thursday. We are currently in the book of Ecclesiastes. We love you and thank you so much for being here, sister. Bye, ladies.
Bye. See you soon.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinedsisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.